Campus FM îi prezentă.
Metal Moh e Sir Park.
Mod bejt nejn u bejnietna kif rakkonti Sir Drum u l-Moh e Sir Park.
Kitba
George Peresso bi prezentazzjoni u produzzjoni ta'
Selim Bohagjar u George Peresso.
Najdu s-sowa ma kienx hemm għalfejn indoq u l-Big Ben biex narfu li sejri l-Ingilterra. Kien biżejjed kieku bdejna b'din il-vuċi Ingliża daqs il-breakfast Ingliż bil-bacon, baked beans, toast u żewġ bajdiet, bl-isfar mhux mifquħ.
Lord Elderly, Lord Boromir, Lord Sicket and Lord Kemp. With every virtue, every grace, ah what avails the sceptred race.
Noel Coward, araftuħ. Imma ma fiex kluħx, inħallu hi kanta Stately Homes of England.
That must succeed. We know how Caesar conquered Gaul and how to whack a cricket ball. Apart from this, our education lacks coordination. Though we're young and tentative and rather representative science of a noble breed, we are the products of those homes serene and stately that only lately seem to have run to seed. The stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, to prove the upper classes have still the upper hand. Though the fact that they have to be rebuilt and frequently mortgaged to the hilt is inclined to take the guilt off the gingerbread and certainly damps the fun of the eldest son. But still we won't be beaten, we'll scrimp and screw and save. The playing fields of Eton have made us frightfully brave. And though if the Van Dykes have to go and we pawn the Bechstein brand, we'll stand by the stately homes of England. Here you see the pick of us. You may be heartily sick of us, still with sense we're all imbued. Our homes command extensive views, and with assistance from the Jews, we have been able to dispose of rows and rows and rows of Gainsboroughs and Lawrences, some sporting prints of Aunt Florence's, some of which were rather rude. Although we sometimes flaunt our family conventions, our good intentions mustn't be misconstrued. The stately homes of England we proudly represent. We only keep them up for Americans to rent. Though the pipes that supply the bathroom burst and the lavatory makes you fear the worst, it was used by Charles the First, quite informally, and later by George the Fourth, on the journey north. The state departments keep their historical renown. It's wiser not to sleep there in case they tumble down. But still, if they ever catch on fire, which with any luck they might, we'll fight for the stately homes of England. The stately homes of England, though rather in the lurch, provide a lot of chances for psychical research. There's the ghost of a crazy younger son who murdered in 1351 an extremely rowdy nun who resented it, and people who come to call meet her in the hall. The baby in the guest wing who crouches by the grate was walled up in the west wing in 1428. If anyone spots the Queen of Scots in a hand-embroidered shroud, we're proud of the stately homes of England.
Noel Coward u meqjuż wieħed mill-aħjar pinen satiriċi u umoristiċi Ingliżi. Brilla kemm bil-kumjedji li ħafna drabi id-dirija jew ħasem fihom ukoll stess, u anki poeżiji umoristiċi. Ma tiftaħx antoloġija ta' humorous verse Ingliż li ma ssib xi poeżija tiegħu. Li ħafna minnhom huma immużikati u kantati minnu stess.
Bħal din pereżempju, Mrs. Worthington.
your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded, and the struggle's pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's learning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Regarding yours, dear Mrs. Worthington, of Wednesday the 23rd, although your baby may be keen on a stage career, how can I make it clear this is not a good idea for her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington, is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not in reality exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. She's a bit of an ugly duckling, you must honestly confess. And the width of her seat would surely defeat her chances of success. It's a loud voice, and though it's not exactly flat, she'll need a little more than that to earn a living wage. On my knees, Mrs. Worthington, please, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage. Though they said at the School of Acting she was lovely as Peer Gynt, I'm afraid on the whole an ingenue role would emphasize her squint. She's a big girl, and though her teeth are fairly good, she's not the type I ever would be eager to engage. No more buts, Mrs. Worthington, nuts, Mrs. Worthington, don't put your daughter on the stage.
Noel Coward twilet fl-1899 f'Teddington, ftit il-bot mill-Londra. Kienu ħob jgħid li b'xorti tajba ma twelitx Londra biex b'hekk seta' jikkritika, għax skontu, no one is entitled to criticize his birthplace. Beda jirrex ta' meta kellu 11 sena, ippubblika madwar 50 dram fosthom Hay Fever, Private Lives u Blight Spirit li għadhom fir-repertwar Ingliż. Bħala kompożitur kiteb ġmielu ta' songs, anki għal reviews u anki operetta fosthom Bittersweet. Kien infittex ukoll mill-BBC bħala scriptwriter, meta l-scriptwriters fir-radju kienu għadhom importanti. Kiteb ukoll scripts għall-films u ġabar ħajtu fit-tliet volumi autobiografiċi.
F'dan il-programm Tribute lil Noel Coward jinteressawna dawk is-songs umoristiċi li kiteb. Bħal din tassew magħrufa. Satira fuq il-karattru Ingliż.
Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
In tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1, but Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done, but ne'er dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. It's such a surprise for the eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his solar topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put the Scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps by the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
Kim bniedem estravaganti, it-tip tipiku dandy Ingliż forsi biex jaħbi l-omosessualità tiegħu li dak iż-żmien kienet għadha tabu fl-Ingilterra. Għalkemm fiċ-ċirku tiegħu kien magħruf bħala tali. Meta xi ħadd qallu to come out għax wara kollox ħafna kienu jafu, bis-soltu battuta umoristika tiegħu wieġeb.
F'Teddington fejn twilit qatt hemm xi erba' nisa xjuh li għadhom ma jafux, m'arix niskandalizzhom.
It-time iddeskrivi tu hekk.
A sense of personal style, a combination of cheek and chic, pose and poise.
Song oħra popolari tiegħu hi A Room with a View, li Coward ammetta li ispirata mir-romanz popolari omonimu ta' Forrester.
I've been cherishing through the perishing winter nights and days a funny little phrase that means such a lot to me that you've got to be with me heart and soul, for on you the whole thing leans. Come with me and leave behind the noisy crowd. Some light shines for us above the clouds. Please don't turn away, or my dream will stay hidden out of sight among a lot of my loving. A room with a view and you, and no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about. Then we will figure out why the world is round. We'll be as happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and sea. We'll build and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come true? To give advice that sounds a paradise view, could dare to choose. With fingers entwined, we'll find relief from the preachers who always beseech us to mind. But please, thank you. We watch the whole world pass before us while we are sitting still, leaning on our own windowsill. We'll bill and we'll coo, and maybe a stock will bring this, that and t'other thing to.
Churchill fi żmien il-gwerra riedu li bis-songs umoristiċi tiegħu jiddiverti lis-soldati. L-Ingilterra onoratu b'ħafna onorifiċenzi fosthom l-OBE, Sir Noel Pearse Coward. F'Londra hemm saħansitra teatru msemmi għalih.
Baqa' magħruf għal ċerti battuti li jolqtuk fil-laħam il-ħaj barra li joħorġulek bis-sima. Wit tipik Ingliż, daqsitte li incidentalment Coward kien jixrob bikwantità kuljum u kien jgħid li ma jistax jifhem kif pajjiżi jistgħu jgħixu mingħajr te.
It is discouraging to know how many people are shocked by honesty and few by deceit.
Work is much more than fun.
I like long walks, especially when they are taken by people who annoy me.
Time is the reef upon which all our mystic ships are wrecked.
Oh, little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better take care. Laughing at danger, virtuous stranger, better beware. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloon. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon. You're only a baby, you're lonely, and maybe someday soon you'll know. The tears you are tasting are years you are wasting, life's a bitter hole. With fate it's no use competing, youth is so terribly fleeting. By dancing much faster, you're chancing disaster. Time alone will show. Poor little rich girl, you're a bewitched girl, better take care. Laughing at danger, virtuous stranger, better beware. The life you lead sets all your nerves a jangle. Your love affairs are in a hopeless tangle. Though you're a child, dear, your life's a wild typhoon. In lives of leisure, the craze for pleasure steadily grows. Cocktails and laughter, but what comes after nobody knows. You're weaving love into a mad jazz pattern, ruled by pantaloons. Poor little rich girl, don't drop a stitch too soon.
Noel Coward mit fis 26 ta' Marzu 1973 u bil-ħaq, għal min jinteressa, Noel Coward kien twil 6 piedi u pulzir. Ħafna drabi kien jgħid, it-tul tiegħu li l-min kien iqsar minnu u kien ikollu jolli rasu biex ikellmu, bħalli kieku rid jgħidilhom.
Mhux tort tiegħek li intom qosra, sempliċiment jien itwal minnkom.
Sena l-qubdin il-potpuri b'dan it-tribute li l-wieħed mill-aqwa komedjanti fl-aktar mod serju li nistgħu nużaw dan it-terminu.
Selejnu jien George, insalmukom.
Once upon a time, many years ago, lived a fair princess hating to confess loneliness was torturing her soul. Then a gypsy came, called her by name, wooed her with a song, sensuous and strong. All the summer long her passion seemed to tremble like a living flame. Play to me beneath a summer moon, Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. All I ask of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing. My spirit like a bird on the wing, your melodies adoring, soaring. Call to me with some barbaric tune, Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. Now you hold me in your power, play to me for just an hour, completely, though it may bring you sadness and despair. Fling far behind you the chains that bind you, that love may find you. Enjoy or strive, though fate may cheat you and defeat you. Your youth must answer to the call. I find it so dreary, so dreary. Everything looks grey or brown. I want an ocean blue, great big trees, a bird's eye view of the Pyrenees. I want to watch the moon rise up and see the great red sun go down. Watching clouds go by through a windy sky fascinates me. But if I do it in the street, every cop I meet simply hates me. Because I'm world weary, world weary, tired of all these jumping jacks. I want to get right back to nature and relax. Thank you.
Boys, two, 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 lazy to fight stagnation. Haughty boys, naughty boys, all we do is to pursue sensation. The portals of society are always opened wide, the world our eccentricity condones. A note of quaint variety we're certain to provide, we dress in very decorative tones. Faded boys, jaded boys, womankind's gift to a bulldog nation. In order to distinguish us from less enlightened minds, we all wear a green carnation.